It's Get Well Wednesday. Get Well Wednesday is brought to you by Crest Pro Health HD. Crest Pro Health HD is a breakthrough two-step system that isolates key ingredients for outstanding oral care results. Upgrade from ordinary toothpaste to new Crest Pro Health HD. Our doctor this morning is Dr. William Yates. He's a hair transplant surgeon, and he's here to talk about African-American hair restoration.
Bless your ministry, sir. Yeah.
Praise the Lord for you, sir.
Dr. Yates?
Yep.
Are you bald?
Am I bald?
Are you bald?
Well, let's put it like this. I was bald, but I had a hair transplant about 12 years ago, and I'm not anymore.
Did you do your own?
No, I didn't. Okay. A friend of mine did it, and that's actually how I got in the field. I was a trauma surgeon before, you know, sewing up people, and I switched professions about 10 years ago after I had the hair transplant. It worked so well, I said, this is really good stuff. So I switched. So the past 10 years, I've just been doing hair transplants.
You got too sexy for trauma, huh?
Way too sexy.
Okay, doctor, first question I want to know is Donald Trump's hair real?
I've been asked that a lot, and I think it is, yes. He's not wearing a wig. I think he's had something done, like a transplant or, you know, things we do to make your hair look thicker. But I think all his hair is real. That's not a wig.
And what exactly has LeBron done?
I think LeBron, you know, all these things, of course, are speculation. These are my opinion.
Allegedly,
because they'll come back and say, you know, Dr. Yates and his people will get me. But I think he's had a hair transplant, and I'll tell you, based on he has a scar in the back of his head, that's the old way to do a hair transplant, and his hairline looks better. So I say he has something done, yeah.
Let's talk about the procedure. Okay. What is the procedure for getting a hair transplant?
The procedure is, and it's done the same way in men and women, the back and the sides of the hair is genetically different and usually stronger. So we take the hair, we call that, we rob Peter to pay Paul. So we take hair from the back and the sides and move it to wherever you need it. So you don't really grow any more hair, you know, when we take it from the back of the sides, it gets a little thinner in the back and the sides, but the front or wherever you need the hair gets thicker. In the old days, you would make a scar in the back of the head. I don't do that anymore. We punch out the hair one by one so you can wear your hair really short, almost like a ball fade. No one will know you had it. That's the way I do it.
I have just a kind of off-the-wall question. I have really good hair under my arms.
Uh-huh.
Can you take that and put it on my head as a transplant? You can do
we
that?
Can't. Yeah, you can
move
hair.
Good,
I'm good wrenching be, off, I'm sure.
I'm going to have a good Indian hair then. I want to do it.
Yeah, you can get hooked up if you're that hairy under your arms. That's not a problem.
Is that right?
And right, right.
All right, dude, does a hair transplant always take?
Yes. Because the hair, like I said, on the sides of the head and the back is permanent hair. Like you see guys who are going bald that are, you know, 50, 60, 70 years old, they always have that hair on the sides and the back. That hair never goes away.
The George Jefferson.
Exactly. We call it the bozo rim. You know, it never goes away. So when you move that hair anywhere, it stays. A lot of people think there's something wrong with their scalp.
Yeah.
You know, on top of the head, that's why their hair fell out, because they think too much, their pores are clogged, blah, blah, blah. It's not the truth. Nothing's wrong with the scalp. It all has to do with the hair that's on top of the head is genetically programmed to fall out. The hair on the sides and the back is not.
Is there an age limit to getting the transplant?
No. We've done it on people 90 years old. No.
And it doesn't matter how long it's been since you've been bald, since you have been without hair at that particular spot. It doesn't that doesn't preclude you like it's been 10, 20 years.
Nope. It won't preclude you at all, no.
We in, Tom. We good.
I think we got three good candidates right here, sir.
Okay.
What's the difference in having a successful African-American hair transplant opposed to a Caucasian hair transplant? Okay. Is there a difference in transplanting African-American hair than white hair?
Yeah, yes it is. You know, our hair is much more difficult to do because the follicle is curved. And it's way, I'd say on a scale of 1 to 10, if doing Caucasian hair is a 2, African-American hair is an 8.5 to do it well. But when you do it well, it looks great. Our results look awesome. You know, hair.
I got a question, doctor. Yeah, this is Tamela Mann.
Yeah.
Can you, for instance, give me some like Asian or Malaysian hair? I can take theirs and you implant that?
Yeah, I could do it, but it's not going to work. It has to be, you know, you can only take hair from yourself and put it on yourself for it to work. If you take hair from anybody else, your body will reject it.
But what if we're the same blood type?
No, it's not going to work. You got to do better. If you got an identical twin with Malaysian hair, then we talking.
You know, it's something about the Malaysian hair. It's nice.
Yeah, it is nice. It is nice.
And it sells very well.
It does.
Yeah, it's trying to put me out of business, though.
No, speaking of your business, what's the cost of it like?
What's the cost of it?
Yeah.
A hair transplant? Yeah. Well, it all varies on how much hair you need, but usually it's going to be between $5,000 and $10,000.
And what length of time are we talking about
to do a full set?
Yeah,
about eight in the morning to about 4 in the afternoon. It's under local anesthesia.
That's
you're watching
work.
TV while it's done, so it's not like you're in a hospital and you know stuff like that.
So
it's
I
done
can
in
see
an
my
office.
Hair growing.
And you got old magazines like we have in the other beauty shops.
Yeah, we got Jed and Right On. We got old.
Love you, doctor.
And business is good, Don.
Business is good. Yeah, a lot of bald people. Yes, business is good.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
I love
okay,
you,
so we have three guys here. Would you be willing to any of these three gentlemen
experiment
be
on us for free?
Right. We could be spokespeople.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
Here you come.
I'm in.
You in?
Yes.
Where you located, Doc?
I'm in Chicago.
Hey, so am I.
And the Doc has. We'll be around to answer your questions.
Damon, come back.
I want the Malaysian hair.
At 646464. And he'll answer your questions about hair restoration.